When do we get the USS Nevada moving again?
Well, we are already going to dry dock in May, May the 1st. The Saratoga, one of our oldest carriers, took a torpedo hit right off of Pearl Harbor. She got the dry dock before we did. So we had to wait for her to get patched up and get out of there, and then we went in. Then we steamed back on our own steam, own power, to Bremerton. I guess we got back somewhere around the last part of June. I was a warrant boatswain by that time. I was the boatswain of the ship then when we did that. I had made chief petty officer, and then I made warrant and stayed on the ship. So I stayed on the ship until we had to put it all back together again in October of 42.
Let's talk a little bit about the condition of the other two ships, the Arizona.
Oh, well, not much to talk about. The Arizona was blown up and still there with all of her crew on board, except for, I think it was 26 survivors. We have one that still lives in Morris and one that lives in Oklahoma City, survivors of the Arizona. That's the Arizona Memorial, and the Arizona is right underneath it. Now, that's the Arizona. The Oklahoma, we went by the Arizona, and she blew up and blew fire and shrapnel and everything all over us and started a lot of fires on us as we went by the Arizona. We got up to the Oklahoma, and she had already rolled over. They, I think, eventually got her uprighted so they could pump her out and float it sometime in the latter part of 42, I guess what. They sold her to a company that was going to scrap her, and they lost it at sea, and that's went down.
Did you know what was happening to the Oklahoma and Arizona as you were under attack?
We went right by them. We saw it all. Went right by them. We knew they were gone.
Yeah. The USS Nevada was the most fortunate because you didn't take the fire that the other two ships took. Is that true?
We had 19 bombs hit us, not counting the near misses. We only had one torpedo. The Oklahoma had 16 torpedoes.
Was that because of your position, the way you were moored?
The initial attack of torpedo bombers, upper-level bombers, we were at mooring. And we got hit with the torpedo and a couple of big bombs in the bow, and one went down through the mess hall. One went through the mast while we were struggling to get underway. Then when we got underway, there was a period of about 45 minutes or an hour between wave number one and wave number two. And, of course, they come in, and wave number two saw us underway. They wanted to sink us in the harbor, and they really laid it down to us. But when you see other ships, the West Virginia took several bomb hits and was burning. And the Maryland was the same way. California had took three or four torpedoes and bombs and burning. The Pennsylvania was tore all up and dried up.
But was the USS Nevada one of the only ones who could actually sail out of there?
Well, yes, I guess so. Combatant ships. Now, I shouldn't say combatant ships. Major ships, like the battleships, she was the only one that could do that. The destroyers now, a lot of destroyers got underway much later and got the hell out of there. Of course, the aircraft carriers weren't there, and that was a big plus. Both were delivering airplanes to Wake Island, and they got in trouble with heavy seas and whatever, and they couldn't get in. So they missed getting those. And the submarines, for some damn reason, they never went close to the submarines and the sub base. We had something like 16 or 17 submarines, and didn't hit them. They didn't hit the shipyard. The only damage the shipyard got was a big hole in its smokestack, and we put that in it with our 6-inch broadside guns. Unbelievable. In the dock areas of the shipyard, the Ogallala, a wooden ship, was tipped over, hit and bombed, tipped over. They dropped a couple of bombs, and a couple of cruisers were in there. But that's all. One of the oil tankers was loaded with all PT boats going out to war, and they never touched them.